Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Eligible homeowners can now apply for a Chicago program offering free porch and roof repairs. The City of Chicago's home repair program offers free home repairs for homeowners who make up to 50% of the area median income. In addition to roof and porch repairs, the city will offer free accessibility-related repairs, like grab bars. Tanisha Taylor is a public relations representative for the City of Chicago's Department of Housing. She says there's great need for this program, especially for elderly residents.
We would prefer it if they could age in place and not have to sell their homes, but they need repairs. A lot of them are often on fixed incomes or struggling financially.
Registration for the program runs through March 21st. Carl Rogers has been fighting to get out of prison for more than a year. Last year, WBEZ reported that Rogers believed he was eligible for release under a new law giving sentence credits for education and work. Now he has been released.
It was bittersweet because I had to fight to get my freedom, to go on hunger strikes to receive sentence credit. But for these last 2 weeks, it's just been elating for me to get out because I have been incarcerated for almost 32 years.
A report obtained by WBEZ and Open Campus show the Illinois Department of Corrections was aware its poor record keeping would prevent officials from properly calculating sentence credits. That's left people like Rogers to go on hunger strikes and speak out to the media to try and get their sentences reduced. Illinois' public educator shortage is easing. That's according to data from the State Board of Education and a survey from a group representing regional school superintendents. This year's data shows a 5.6% decrease in teacher vacancies from the previous school year. The total number of unfilled teaching positions is just under 4,000. State Superintendent of Education Tony Sanders says this is due to Illinois' teacher recruitment efforts and grants addressing vacancies.
We must continue our investments in the pipeline programs. We must continue to really encourage students in this day and age to consider education and teaching as a profession that they should enter.
However, Sanders says there's a lot of uncertainty at the federal level. Rocker Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins is entering his opera era. There's an upcoming collaboration between Corgan and the Lyric Opera of Chicago. This fall marks 30 years since the release of Smashing Pumpkins' seminal album, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. To mark the occasion, Corgan is reimagining the music for the Lyric's chorus, orchestra, and operatic soloists.
This is really to celebrate the compositional aspect of the work. As anybody would know, a good composition, whether it's by the Beatles or Gershwin, is transferable to other mediums. So that's what we're going to do here, is really create a beautiful night of music.
Corgan himself will also appear on stage during the world premiere show, which will run for 7 nights in November. Some more things you should know today. Illinois public officials are decrying plans announced yesterday by the Trump administration to cut the U.S. Education Department workforce by nearly half. The federal government oversees programs that support students with disabilities, students from low-income families, and administers federal student college loans. Illinois Education Association President Al Lawrence said in a statement that the layoffs would have a, quote, profound effect on schools in Illinois. The head of the state's largest union pledged to fight the layoffs. Trump's education secretary said the department would continue to run its existing programs and insists the goal is not to defund those initiatives, but to make them run more efficiently. Environmental justice advocates are calling on lawmakers to pass an ordinance that will better protect neighborhoods overburdened by pollution. The legislation would make it harder for heavy industry to move into communities already experiencing high levels of pollution. The ordinance is expected to be introduced next month. Today's weather, we expect it to be sunny with a high of 52 degrees, but cooler temps by the lake, and we're expecting a low around 34. And tomorrow should be sunny with a high of 57 degrees, again, cooler temps by the lake. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for tuning in.